Continues the Gemara Daf Memvov Omid Beis. We just learned yesterday the fascinating Maisa between Rav and Rav Avya on the top of the Omid. And like I said, the Pchatzkal Abramsky said his pshat to explain the Yisodim Achloikas Rav and Rav Avya. And like the Amud Or and Chassam Seifa say, and Pchatzkal Abramsky said that this pshat is more important than his ganze magnum opus Chazon Yecheskel. Why? Because over here he's removing any pigam on the Gois HaMeroyim. Like you have Bible critics, you have Talmud critics. So in order that they shouldn't, Chas V'Sholem, say anything negative about Rav and Rav Avya, so that's where he felt this pshat is more important than his ganze chibur of Chazon Yecheskel. Okay, we'll continue the Gemara around six lines from the top, Daf Memvov Amid Beis. So the Gemara continues, Daf Memvov Amid Beis, six lines from the top. After the Gemara said, Brich Rachmona, the Lexifa Rovel Rav Avya. So the Gemara says, Romila Abaye le Rabbe. Abaye asked Rabbe the following stira, the following contradiction. Tanya, Moiser Hashem and Shemen Ner, the leftover oil in a Ner, in a cup holder of Shemen. So you have leftover Shemen after it's extinguished. Vishabakora, or in a bowl that you lit. Osur. It's Osur. Why? Because Migudis Katzor the Ben Hashemoshes, it was lit Friday night, is now you want to use the oil for a dip, for your bread, for your challah. It's very geschmack, Shemen Zayis in your bread. It's Migudis Katzor, you can't use it. The Reb Shimon Matir. Reb Shimon says no. Reb Shimon holds Migudis Katzor, we don't say it's Katzor the Ben Hashemoshes, it's Katzor the Kulu Yoima. That's Reb Shimon's heter of Mukta. Almal Reb Shimon less than Mukta. So we know Reb Shimon does not hold of Mukta. Meanwhile, I see the following stira. Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says as follows: Kol shein mumen nikamer v'yontev ein zemin amuchen. There's a halacha that a bechor cannot be shechted for chulin; it's a carbon. But a bechor that has a valid mum kavua, so then it could be shechted for chulin. Now, on yontev, you're allowed to shecht on yontev. Oichel nefesh, you're allowed to cook, you're allowed to shecht. But obviously a bechor, you can't shecht if it's meant for a carbon, for just to have for yourself a supper. So if it has a mum kavua that you know about before yontif, so it's not mukta, it's not meant for a carbon, it's meant for your own consumption. So a bechor that has a mum that's nikar, that means a chochem paskin on it. And he said that it's a mum kavua, you can't just decide on yourself it's a mum kavua. So then you can shecht it, it's considered min amuchan, you can shecht it on yontif. Now let's say, kol she'ein mumen nikamer of yontif, an heir of yontif, at the onset of yontif, you are under the assumption that it's not a mum kavua. You had no idea, it's not nikar. So now, suddenly, on yontif, it became a mum kavua, either a chochem paskin, even not supposed to have a din on yontif. Midrabonim, not supposed to paskin on yontif. But akoponim, at the onset of yontif, it was a regular tomim. You didn't think you're going to eat it, it was meant for a carbon. Then suddenly it became a mum kavua on yontif, it's not muchan, because you didn't have any inkling. Your mind was removed from it. It's called mukta. That's the yisod of mukta. Something that you totally removed from. Now, this is Reb Shimon talking. So we see Reb Shimon holds of mukta. You just said Reb Shimon says, leftover oil in the cup holder. Even though it was on at the start of Shabbos, it was mukta. But you don't say migdis katzoy ben ashmosh, it's katzoy l'kulu yoyma. So how come he says that if the mum wasn't nikamer of yontav, it's not called mukhan and you can't shecht it. So we see that you're makatzi yourself, you hold a mukta. Zog de gemorre, hochi hashtod. There's a fundamental difference. Hosom odom yoyshev ve mitzapa emesai tichabe neiroi. Meaning, when it comes to a candle, so a person is yoyshev ve mitzapa when it will be extinguished. Now, obviously, he wants the light for Shabbos candles. But at the same time, he also enjoys dipping his bread into oil. So true, I want the Ner Shabbos. I want light, I want Shalom Bayis, I want the Oynik Shabbos. But at the same time, I'm Yoshua Mitzapa. I'm not removing my mind from all the oil. I know there's going to be some leftover. Like my Chanukah, there's always a little leftover. So all them is Yoshua Mitzapa. When will it be off? So I can utilize some of the Shemen. Masha'enkein. Hocha Adam Yoshua Mitzapa Mosa Yippel by Mum. Does anyone have any inkling and look at his animal that is meant to be a bechor? He's a proud owner of a bechor, an animal. He's, I'm waiting for it to become a mum so I can use it. You don't dream about having a mum on an animal. So mele, you're not yosh from mitzap at all. So mele, you mekatzi yourself from it. Zok du mora, meima omar, because there's so many sveikas that are involved in order to establish a mum. Mi yeima de nofa be mum. Number one, who said it will have a mum? So that's why I'm totally removed from it. So meila tzame namuchan. Vim tim tzalayim de nofa be mum. Even if I suddenly see a mum, I see a blemish, mi yeima de nofa be mum kavua. It has to be a mum kavua. It can't just be a mum oivar. In order for it to be considered that you're allowed to eat it chulin, it has to be a mum kavua. Ve'im tim tzalayim de nofa be mum kavua, even if it's going to have a mum kavua, mi yeima de mizdaki lechochem. I have to have a chochem. You have to have a chochem to paskin. You can't on your own paskin. Now, Tosfos right away says that this is really only one of the reasons are sufficient. You don't have to have all three conditions. You don't have to have three miyemas to establish that you're makatsi yourself from it. Really, one of them is enough. The Ritva says that there's a fundamental difference be'etzim. Here it's totally in other people. You need a chochem to be matir. You need someone else. Here it's totally in myself. So when something is totally in someone else, so then you're makatsi yadas from it. It's not up to me. So it's off my mind, out of sight. So mele it's muktzah. Something that's up to me, I want to use the oil for a dip. So then it's maybe you're not makatsi yadas, but yoshua mitzapa. Zog de gemorre, mosiv romi bachoma. Romi bachoma has the following question. So that's how we answer the stira. Reb Shimon is not a stira. Reb Shimon agrees. Oh, so the truth is that the Rishonim Bavorn and Achronim also discuss, we had yesterday, and we had the other day, that you need a mice of Dachya B'Yadayim. In order for something, you need two conditions for Reb Shimon to be considered that it's Muktzah. One is that you're not Yoshua Mitzapi, you're not awaiting it. And one is you have to actually push it over. You took the dried fruits, you put it on the roof. It's not edible, and you put it on the roof. So you need Dachya B'Yadayim. So why is over here, is it called Dachya B'Yadayim? Because a mum doesn't come out of nowhere. There was some type of something there already, Erev Yontif. You did not go ask a chacham on Erev Yontif. That's called the Maisa Dach B'Yadayim. That is called you're being Dach B'Yadayim. That's what Afrika Yam wants to say. He says that it's a Maisa Dach B'Yadayim because he did not go before Yontif and show it to a chacham. There's a big discussion in Achronim. I mentioned it briefly that if, let's say, you have to shecht an animal for a choyla, sheesh besakona, on Shabbos. You're not a shecht. Why? Because the choyla sheesh besakona. Let's say he was very healthy at the onset of Shabbos. During Shabbos, he suddenly turned ill, choyla sheesh besakona. So he had no inkling that this animal is going to be used for food. The halacha is, once you shecht it for a choyla sheesh besakona, you're allowed any other person allowed to partake in that food too. I, L'chayra, that any other person wasn't Yoshua Mitzapa. So why is it mutter to eat from it? So the pshat is, we showing him say ready, because he wasn't Dachya B'Yodayim. Meaning, you don't need Yoshua Mitzapa for it to be not mukta. As long as I wasn't Doicha B'Yodayim, I was not Doicha B'Yodayim. Jua had an animal over here that I had no inkling that I'm going to eat. Now suddenly someone turned ill. And he took a turn for the worst. And now suddenly you're allowed to shecht for him. The Mishabur brings his halacha. Then you're allowed to eat it even to someone else. Aye, it's muktzah. He wasn't Yoshua Mitzapa. You don't need Yoshua Mitzapa. As long as you're not Dachi B'Yadayim. That's the main thing. He wasn't Dachi B'Yadayim. Because he didn't say, I'm not going to have it. So mainly the same thing over here. Perishin Oshu B'Yontif is Taka Dachi B'Yadayim. Why? That's what they compare over here, like not asking the Chacham. You didn't take it off before Yontif. Perish and Noshu, if it falls off on Yontif, that's called Dachi B'Yadayim because you did not pluck it before Yontif. That's like you're a Dachi B'Yadayim. Oh, so Zog the Gemara, Mosiv Ron Bachoma, Mefirin Nedorim. A new question. Mefirin Nedorim, B'Shabbos, V'Nishon Nedorim, Shein L'Tzarecha Shabbos. You're allowed to be Mefir, husband's allowed to be Mefir Nedorim. And nullify Nedarim of his wife, and you'll also be allowed to go ask Chochem Nedarim that are the Tzorich Shabbos. Otherwise, you can't do a Maisa Bezdin. But if it's Tzorich Shabbos, if she made a Neder, she's not going to have any challah, she's not going to have any chon, she's not going to have any food. So you have a mitzvah of Shabbos, of Einik Shabbos. So mainly you mafir Nedarim that are Tzorich Shabbos. What could be made for Nedarim? If she has a Neder, her mind is totally removed before Shabbos from eating challah. So, and it's not dependent on her, like what the Ritva says, it's dependent on her husband. It's dependent on the Chacham. So, Miyemedim is Dakele Baal. Who said her husband is going to
is going to want to be mefer and nullify the neder. So then how could it be that after he's mefer, she can eat challah? At the end of the day, it's something that's dependent on other people. Miyemid is dakikle. Just like we said over here, miyemid that the chacham is going to be established that it's a mum kavua.
The
reason why it's not called muktzah when you have a neder and the husband nullifies it is because according to Pinchas Mishmeri Rava, Domra Pinchas Mishmeri Rava, Kol Hanoideres al das baila hinoideres.
Whenever a woman makes a neder, she makes a neder al das baila, meaning al manas that if the husband wants, he will be made for it. And he's mizdaki b'yom shomoy.
So Mamela, it's like, is he being soimich on the fact that whatever I make a neder, I'm expecting my husband, if he hears it, he's going to nullify. So I'm not removing myself from it. It's like yoshvu mitzapa, al das baila nederes.
So Mamela, that would not be considered that it's muktzah. You have to say that the somcha lei is so much so, that in the neder, b'shas the neder, she's ready relying on, he's going to be made for it. And in the Havini we held that no, a neder is independent, and then he's mefer. He's mefer. Al das baila nederes means that I'm behedin. I'm a katz myself b'shas a neder.
Zok the gemara toshma nisholon and the dogim. So this we answer the husband. So you can say a wife is soimach on a husband. A person not soimach on a chacham is going to be matir his neder. You have to go to a chacham. You have to have a pesach. That's not something that's dependent on you, and that's definitely not soimach on it. So zok the gemara toshma nisholon and the dogim shall. That's what before it was in parentheses. Because now we're asking this kasha. Toshma, nisholin on the dogim shol tzorich a Shabbos b'Shabbos. You're allowed to go to Chochem and be shoyl on the dorim. V'amai, the same question. Let me yem the mizdakik lechochem. Who said a Chochem will be mizdakik and be mati your neder? Just like a Chochem might not establish that it's a mum kavua by Bechor. So that's why it's a muktzah. And it's considered that it's not min amuchon if there wasn't mum nekomer v'yontif. So here also, mi yem the mizdakik lechochem. And for the Gemara, Hosom, Eloi Mizdaka Lechochem, Sagila Begimel Adyoitis.
You don't really need the Chochem. For Hataris the Dorim, you can have any three people. Any Adyoitis is enough. So you don't have to rely on a Chochem. Any Gimel Adyoitis, that's attainable. Just get three people on the street.
So when Mela selected in the nether ready, then I'm going to want to nullify it. Tais of Avarns, by a Bechor, the Haloch is only by a Mum Muvuk. You need to have a chacham. No, Tosis asks that gimel matirnes abchor b'mokem she'ein mumcha fakert. You can have any three that are matir abchor when there is no mumcha available. So he says that dafka by a mum that's muvok, meaning a mum that's muvok. A muvik de kumum, very clearly established, then you can have any three. But not necessarily by every mum. Every regular mum, that's not a muvok, you taka need a chacham. Just as we find the Gemara that says that you can have gimel matir, and the Gemara in Chulin says, any gimel can be matir b'char, to say that it's a mum, that's by mum muvok. Certain mumim, by nismis enoi, nikta yodoi, you have a chopped off hand, you don't need a major chacham to decide he's a mum. He's missing a limb. So then, Taka, you Taka have any gimel again to say that it's a mum. Just to say those words, that it's a mum. But that doesn't mean that for a regular mumim, you can have gimel. Mashenka fein ha-tor sedom, you can have any gimel. Zog di gemoga. Romil abay le Rav Yosef. Mi omer Rav Shimon. Kof samut le-taltel. Meaning, Rav Shimon said that when it's lit, obviously you can move the candle holder. Why? Because it's going to get, again, you might extinguish it. When you walk with it, you extinguish it. So Rav Shimon says, when it's lit, you can't move it. That he agrees. B'shoshu doylik Rav Shimon, it's in the Mishnah. He says you can't move it. But when it's kofso, so he holds, you don't say, migris katsoi, ben ashmosh, it's katsoi likuli yoima. Once it's extinguished on its own, you're allowed to move the candle holder. So the Gemara, me, omer Rav Shimon, kofso mut letatlo, kofso in only when it's extinguished. Loi kofso loi, my timer, what's the reason? Dilme bahadi de noket le kofso.
Because maybe while you're walking with the candle holder and it's lit, you might extinguish it because you're walking against the wind.
Hoshamina le Rav Shimon doma dovashen miskaven muta.
Gemara bam kasha. Rav Shimon holds dovashen miskaven muta. If you have no intent, you're allowed to do a maisa. You're allowed to take a bench and take it across a earth lawn, an earth backyard. Why? Because I'm slapping a bench. I'm not miskaven unless it's psikresha. If it's a guaranteed, you can't say I have no intent to do maisa charisha. Because if it's for sure going to happen, if it's a very heavy bench. If you can't say I'm chopping off the head of a chicken and it's not going to die, psik reisha v'leyomus, of course he agrees. But by not a psik reisha, so you're allowed to move a bench. So then over here also, you're not for sure going to get extinguished when you move a candle that's lit. So l'choy, what's the problem? Why do you have to wait for kofso? You're allowed to move a bench. Unless you, as long as you don't intend to make a chritz, so then, unless it's psik reisha. But if you don't have intent, then it's mutter. So l'chayr over here also, what's the problem? Why do you have to wait for kofsa, even if it's not kofsa? Why shouldn't you be able to move the candle while it's lit? You have no intent. Tov v'shem miskaven is mutter. Answer the Gemara. You say there's a difference. Kol heicha de mechi mechaven ikisu de reisa. If you would have been mechaven, if you would have intent to what's it called? So if I would have intent to be mechaba, to extinguish, so then there's an issa deraisa. If you have intent to extinguish a fire, that's an issa deraisa. So kiloi mechaven, so even if you're not mechaven, and Dov Hashem mechaven is usually mutter, but goes to Reb Shimon. So Reb Shimon says you're not allowed to take a lit candle, because even though you're not mechaven, but if you would have been mechaven, it's an issa deraisa. So when you're not mechaven, Rabbanon asked it even according to Reb Shimon. We don't just say down the line, Dov Hashem mechaven is mutter. If it would have been issa deraisa, if you're mechaven, then even Einem is kaven, it's awesome with Rabbanon. However, and that's by a candle. If you would have been mechaven, it's nisid raisa. However, kol hecha dechi mechaven iki isu de rabbonon. Mashenken chritz, even if you mechaven, it's nisid rabbonon. Because it's indirectly making a chritz. It's kalacha yad midaraisa. It's not a malachas charisha. It's kalacha yad. So it's only nisid rabbonon, even if you're mechaven. So kila mechaven, if you have no intent, if you, my intent is only to take a bench from one side to another. So then shori Reb Shimon lechatchila, dovish and miskaven is mutter lechatchila, when if you would have been mechaven, it's not an issa deraisa. So you certainly take a difference between this type of enemy miskaven and enemy miskaven by an issa deraisa.
By the candle, it's also,
I had that same aura. It's kalacha yad. Because Rashi, so we see in the second place, it has a similar concept. But Rashi says, kibui avalochu, chitz leke issa deraisa, the choyfe kalacha yadu. It's choyf kalacha yad. So the kasha is, the obvious question is, that kibui is also kalacha yad. I'm walking and it's getting extinguished. I'm not doing a ma'aseh b'yadayim. Why does the Gemara call this, that if you're mechaven, you're also the reisa? I'm not being mechaven in a regular fashion. I'm not blowing it out. I'm walking. Walking against the wind is kalacha yad. Toys says a similar kasha, but a little different. Toys says a kasha that kibui is not an issa deraisa for a different reason. Because according to Reb Shimon, you need malacha, according to Reb Shimon, malacha she'en etzicha legufa, only then would it be considered deraisa. Kibui v'oisa p'chomin, that's deraisa. Only if you need to want to make charcoal, only if you want to make psilois, then kibui is an issa deraisa. But stam kibui is not an issa deraisa. So Tosis answers, the bottom Tosis, v'yesh loymar, we're talking about a very specific case. We're talking about that you want charcoal, you want to have psilos, you want to have it extinguished, you want to have the plumbing. So then, Taka, it's shayach that it would have been an issa deraisa. So it's shayach that it's deraisa if you want to make a psilo. Mashenka by chritz, it's Taka not a deraisa because it's kalacha yat. But the maisa that you're doing, the maisa that you're doing is kalacha yad. So it's even if you have in mind, it's the rabbonon. Mashenkein, the maisa that you're doing, assuming that it's akalacha yad because you're walking, but it's not en etzorich lepchomin, but it's shayach that this maisa would have been issa deraisa if you want to have a psila, if you want to have pchomin. So that's the difference. But the maisa, the kasha that you're asking, that why is it not kalacha yad on the etzim walking on the street? I'm walking with it. Unless you're saying that walking against the wind with a candle is that's how you blow out a candle. Man, you know people don't like to blow out candles. They want to go on its own. They take a match and they shake it. That's how you extinguish. You extinguish with a birthday cake, you blow. That's what we're used to in America. You blow a birthday cake. Who says extinguishing means blowing? Walking against the wind with something outside, that's called a ma'aseh b'yadayim. That's not kalacha yad. You have to say that. So, frek the Gemara kasha on this difference. We just said that by an issa, when it's only an issa, the rabbonim, when you're not mechaven, if shimon is matel lechatchila, masiv rava. People that sell clothing. That's their profession. They sell clothing in the market. Now, even though it's kilayim, they're allowed to wear the clothing that they're wearing and sell it. I'm not wearing it for Hanos Levisha. I'm wearing this coat not because I want to wear it and protect myself from the climate. I'm wearing this coat because I'm trying to sell it. I'm showing off my wares. So, people that sell clothing. Morchin Kedakin, allowed to sell Kedakin, as long as they have no intent, Bechama, because of the sun to protect themselves, Neachama. Uvik Shomim for the rain of Neachomim. Vatsnuin, people that are Tsunua, people that are very, very careful and observant, mafshilim b'makalachein. They don't want to wear the clothing, even if they're not mechaven. They take the clothing, put it on a hobo bag, on a stick, and they hold it on their shoulder, and that's how they carry the stick on their shoulder, and that's how they sell and show off the clothing. If you would, so we're saying clearly that this is according to Reb Shimon. Why is it according to Reb Shimon? Zog Rashi, as long as you have no intent, why is this Reb Shimon? That means that if you're not mechaven, then it's mutter. Who says if you're not mechaven, it's mutter? That's Reb Shimon. Dovash and mechaven is mutter. So the fact that the Tanakama says, as long as you have no intent, is Reb Shimon that Dovash and mechaven is mutter. Comes along, Tznuin to say that no, they don't want to wear it. But al kaponim v'hochadim mechaven isa deraisa. If a person would have been mechaven to be benefit from the clothing, and it's kilayim, it's an isa deraisa. So kiloy mechaven, and yet if you're not mechaven, it's shori. Reb Shimon is matel lechatchila. So how could you say that dova shenim is kaven is only mutel lechatchila? If you would have been mechaven, it's an isa derabonon. Here we see something that's an isa deraisa. And for the Gemara, the following teretz. Elo amarova. A new teretz. The reason why Reb Shimon said you can't hold a candle that's lit and walk against the wind with it is not because Shem Yechaber. Hanach l'ner Shemon u'psila dafem zayinom et aleph hoil v'naz denas ebosu l'dova osa. A whole new teretz. The reason why Reb Shimon says in the Mishnah that you can't carry a ner while it's lit, you have to wait till it's extinguished, because while it's lit, then the candle holder is a bosis l'dova osa. It's a base for dova osa. So in Melo, the base becomes osa. He agrees that the kli becomes tuffle to the ner, to the fire. So Mamela, not because he's choishish for Shemi Yechaba. That's not the word. Because Dovashayim is Kavan is Mutter, even if there's an Issa Daraisa, if you would have been Mechavan. Like we see by Mechiksus. The only reason why it's Mutter is because, the only reason why he says it's Osir while it's lit is because the boss is the Dova Osir. We're dropping the reason of Shemi Yechaba. The final Maskana's reason, the Gemara's reason is because the boss is the Dova Osir. Now, the Gabi Mechiksus, obviously, it's only mutter when they're not mechaven, is only when it's not a psik reisha. If it's a psik reisha, so then it's also. Now, there's a shita in the Ran, in Perek Shemayin Shmotz and Leidim, the Ran says that since it's not derech malbush, then even by a psik reisha it's mutter. Since lemaisi you're not wearing a derech malbush, so then even by a psik reisha will be mutter by merchik sus. And Achronim discussed this, Oy Bazoi, so then even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it should be Mutter. Then even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it should be Mutter. It's not totally in Reb Shimon. So then what's the whole riot of Reb Shimon? That's a discussion by itself in the Rishonim and Achronim. We'll stop over here at the top of Mem Zayin.